It's Memorial Day weekend, and a wonderful event that has happened since 1973, Round the Fountain Art Fair, is coming up this Saturday from 9 to 4:30. Joining me is Jim Bowden-Miller. Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you here. And Keith Austin, hello.
Hello. Great to be here, and thanks for having us.
It's always so wonderful to see, when you're down at the courthouse, to see the works of art that have been added, and yet another year to be able to explore and have artists. How many artists are participating, and what are you looking forward to?
I think this year we had about 90 artists, and at the last minute we may have a few who drop out for personal reasons, but mostly it occupies about 100 booths, because some of the artists have double booths, so it'll fill the space in quite nicely. So.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to anything particular this year?
Well, in regard to just something as simple as the layout of everything, last year was our big under construction year, where we had to maneuver around the challenges that we had around the courthouse with roads and everything. But now it's our first year using that new setup that we used last year, and the kind of blessing in disguise was that the artists and the people who came like that layout better. So we're moving it more down to the streets like we did last year, but now there are no obstacles, so it's even more wide open. Easier access for people visiting the fair, and easier load and unload for the artists. So in a way, I mean, it's related to the fair, but to me, just that idea of the whole way it's structured now is just, it's almost like a rebirth of the fair, because it's a new way to experience it.
Yeah. That's Keith Austin, and I know, Jim, that this is something that folks can come and spend the day. They can see all these incredible pieces of art and be able to enjoy downtown, because it's one of those things that, you know, you can find some coffee, grab some food. It's something that it's a really a family event.
That's right, it is, and I think we are very fortunate that the community has supported it over these 45 years that we've been in existence. And we get a wide range of different art forms, a lot of different media represented in the fair. And we've still worked very hard to maintain it as a fine art show. So we don't have a lot of food booths or all these other kind of things that may go on in other kind of festivals. We also have a tours that are going to be going on at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock to go to the courthouse and see the permanent collection that we've accumulated over the 45 years. A wonderful collection of rather an eclectic kind of art, many different media and subject matters represented. So it'll be a wonderful thing for people to come to the information booth, sign up, and the tours will start from the information booth.
Yeah, and I imagine that it's a lot of fun to see all this art that comes from around the country, really, that it's not just Indiana artists, but it's right here that folks can see, as you're saying, all different sort of media, and it's got to be nice to be part of this wonderful tradition. I mean, 45 years, that's quite some time.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of the Round the Fountain Art Fair, why it keeps growing and it keeps generating so much interest, is because it's, with the artists and the people who visit it, it gets this growing reputation as one of the best juried fairs in the Midwest. So whereas you could go to other county fairs or street festivals and things like that and see arts and crafts and a variety of things like this, the type of art that we have, it's affordable for anybody, that they can take home a piece of the art fair. But at the same time, because it's a juried art fair, we really take into consideration all of the judges that we bring on board to help with the jurying and pick the winners. So it becomes a very different product than you would see from other just setups of, you know, where people have it in the town square or something like that. But this, I think the whole idea of the people that we have jurying the art, picking the people who are going to be participating. It's not this really, really difficult thing to get in, but once all of those entries are there, we really are picky and very particular about who gets in, and the people that we bring on board to choose those people, along with the committee's input, like Jim and I, and the other fine people on the committee, it really makes it this very pure art experience where you know every booth is going to be a winner. It's going to be something different and something very unique and something very special that's been picked to put in there just because of the way we choose it.
Round the Fountain Art Fair takes place this Saturday from 9 o'clock to 4:30 in downtown Lafayette. It's the 45th year, and I know that things came together in March and announcements were made in April. And I imagine already things are going for the 46th year looking ahead, because it's a busy sort of thing, and that folks, if they want to apply and think about for next year and be inspired, what should they do? Because this is something that, you know, I know will be happening next year and the year after, and look forward to, you know, those sort of things. So tell us a little bit about that process. And
well, the process is... I think we have a website that's roundthefountain.org, and all the information about applying to the art fair is on the website. And after the first of each year, actually, the minute the art fair is over, we, I think a week later, have a summary of this year's event. We talk about all those things that went right and some that need improving, and so we work on that. We get a couple months off in the summer, and then we start right away in September with our regular meetings and start the planning process. So after the first of the year, we then close the deadline, I think, for applications around the last of February, and then the juring takes place during the month of March, and then by the first of April, we know pretty much who will be in the fair. And so it's a kind of a repetitive process every year, but that we find that that works well.
So. Yeah, yeah. That's Jim Bodenmiller, who I imagine it's nice to, not only does this happen on this Saturday of Memorial Day every year, but it's nice to have that permanent collection there that just really shows off the great artists that have been through, and that's got to be a lot of pride to be able to share that with everyone.
It is, and I think it's... We started very early, I think the first year that we had the art fair, and started to select pieces that, it's interesting, over a period of time, the kind of medium represented, and I would say of probably the permanent collection has more landscapes than anything else, but a lot of watercolors in the beginning, because that's what we had a lot of applicants applying for. But that sort of shifted over the years to, I would say, we have more acrylic and oil paintings now represented, as well as all the other kind of medium, the jewelry, the photography, the mixed media, graphics, you know, all of the other kind of representation of the arts. So.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. It's this Saturday from 9 to 4:30 in downtown Lafayette. There's more information at roundthefountain.org, and we're looking forward to next year. I guess I'd end saying, what advice do you have? Do you think come early to check it out, see what the best show might be or whatnot? Come a few times. So tell us a little bit about parking and what you'd plan for the day.
Well, the other part of Round the Fountain is that it becomes part of a person's bigger day, because if you come downtown and you want to visit the farmer's market, maybe get breakfast or brunch and sort of scout your place. I mean, it's always good to be able to park somewhere as close as you can, but there's so many options now downtown with the different garages that you can park in free for the weekend. You know, if you're down a couple of blocks, you can visit the farmer's market and some of the shops and some of the eateries on your way to Round the Fountain. And then, as Jim said, the event within the art fair is the tour of the Round the Fountain permanent collection that's in the Tippecanoe County Courthouse. And those two times from the information booth where the tours start is 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. So I know the people who have gone for decades, they have their own plan. But in my mind, I can just, you know, see a family get together and start the day with maybe getting something to eat, visit some shops, stop by the farmer's market, and then head on down to Round the Fountain Art Fair and get your spot on the tour for the permanent collection and really just make a whole day of it.
Oh, great. Well, we'll have links up for there and look forward to that again. It's between 9 and 4:30, tours at 10 and at 1. Jim and Keith, it's great to see you and appreciate you coming by.
Thank you. Just another word. These are all free admission and free tours. So people, I think, need to know that so that they can come not expecting to have to lay out a few bucks to have this happen.
Save your money for buying a nice piece of art for your home. And of course, everything that we put together in the way of awards and gifts that we get from organizations, all of that is funding art education programs, whether that's helping pay someone's entry into an art show or an art contest, after school programs and high schools. It just goes to a huge array of deserving people to keep the arts going and getting more people and more young people involved with the arts. And of course, that takes money and a big love of art, and that's what comes out of the Round the Fountain Art Fair the most, I think.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it and appreciate everything you guys do. We hope you'll come back next year.
All right.
Thanks for letting us talk
Thank
about
you.
It. We appreciate that.
Appreciate it.